Okay, here we go. You wanna give me a yang? What are you doing? You were yanging a second ago. You wanna say hi to everybody on the radios? Okay, Pip is not talking. But she did run down here because she knows that it is 1930 UTC and that it is time to do some kitty business. You wanna do kitty business? 1930 UTC is also the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm getting a blanket ready for a cat. Oh, here she is. Hi. Give you kitty kisses. All right. Pippa has arrived. Pippa is now sitting on the blanket and licking it. Oh, does that blankie taste really delicious? Yes, it's the most delicious blankie ever. Who's a good baby? Yeah, you're a good baby. You're so fluffy. All right. Princess Fluffy Pajamas is licking the blanket. That's a good thing to do. Ow. Ow, my shoulder is sore. I've been working out on my shoulder a little bit too much, and it's kind of sore. But that's okay. It's supposed to be sore. Because it is gradually healing. Isn't that right, Peppa Noopins? You're a Noopins. So here we are. Oh, damn it, I forgot to email my mom. Well, I can't do that now because I got a cat sitting on me. Yeah, there's a movie on tonight that I gotta let my mom and my dad know that it's on because they have a list of films that I have made for them that they need to watch. And this is one of them. The Age of Innocence, Martin Scorsese's answer to Merchant Ivory. The Age of Innocence stars Daniel Day-Lewis, Winona Ryder, and Michelle Pfeiffer, among others. And it's pretty good. I kind of like it. It's a big old costume drama. Drama! Costume dramas. Kitties don't need them because kitties don't wear costumes. So I got to remember to tell my mom that movie is on tonight. Something else that you need to know, that you need to remember, is that the time change is coming up. If you live in America or anywhere else that observes daylight saving, and you revert to it on the same day we do, which is coming up, where's this kitty going? Okay, see you later. The cat has left. Yeah, so anyway, with the time change coming up, the Dubious Goals Committee will air 1 hour later local time. That's right. So whatever local time you listen to Dubious Goals Committee, it'll be an hour later. Of course, Dubious Goals Committee's start time will remain 1930 UTC, but your local time is going to change, probably, if you live in a place that observes daylight savings. If you don't, well, good for you, I guess, you know, nothing changes, but for everyone else, Dubious Goals Committee will air an hour later according to your local clock, which is wrong. And that's why you should always use UTC. But I digress. Good tea. Oh my god, it's going to be cold on Sunday too. It's going to be cold here. Holy cow. We're going to have a high of all of 5 degrees. That's 5 degrees Fahrenheit. That's going to be pretty chilly. It's going to be nice and cold. How do I know this? Well, I happen to be looking at the Weather Channel, which I shouldn't even be doing. Do I have... Wait, it just occurred to me. Is there a Friday game today? Is there Friday Premier League games today? Why do I think that there is? We better check the football schedule. And according to the football schedule, no. Why did I think that there was? Was I thinking of something else? What am I thinking about? Do I even know? And I'm checking my other channels for some stuff, but... Oh, Pirates of Penzance is on tonight. Sweet! At 10:46. I've been waiting for this to come back on for a long time. Oh, yeah. That is something else I will have to tell my mom. She loves that film adaptation of The Pirates of Penzance. I also love it. I think it's funny as hell. If you're not familiar with any Gilbert and Sullivan, it's a good one to start with. Pirates of Penzance is a good one to start with, I think. It's funnier than hell. It's on the Movieplex channel. Check your local listings. And my advice to you is if you're going to watch it, you might want to watch it with the closed captioning on. And that way you can see the language because it can be confusing otherwise. Oh, we got live Bundesliga later today. Maybe that's what I was thinking about. Augsburg plays Borussia Dortmund. Let's go Dortmund. Yay, Borussia Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund, you are my hero. All right. Now, since the cat has gone into the bathroom to have a snack, that's where the kitty food and the kitty water is. We will go into the office here. Open the door. Get on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur. And we'll sit down here at my trusty super duper ultra computer, which is in fact a Raspberry Pi B plus. Do do do! Hooray! Oh, and I gotta use the webmail, which takes forever. So here we are gonna sit for a while. Oh, and that reminds me. Yesterday I realized that. Yesterday, during the show, I was making a joke, and I typed 1-800-LAWSUIT in GOM. And now I'm wondering, while we're waiting for my computer, let's dial 1-800-LAWSUIT, which is 529-7848. I'm pretty sure this is going to be a lawyer's office, an ambulance-chasing lawyer's office. Let's find out. Really? Just silence? Oh, here we go.
Office, may I help you?
Nobody that I wanted to talk to. All right, looks like my mail program is ready. Two, my mom at my mom's house .com. Yeah. That is, in fact, not my mom's email address. But that's, you know, funny. So, subject, films tonight. Exclamation point. Body, message body. Tonight on TCM at 9:15 p.m. The age, damn it, I can't really type with one hand. The age of innocence. Parentheses, which is on your list. comma, which is Scorsese's answer to Merchant Ivory. Also tonight at 10:46, pirates. And that's really all I have to write. Because if I'm telling my mom pirates is on, she knows what I'm talking about. Pirates of Penzance. Why did I write Poe? Pirates Poe Penzance. See, that's why I can't be doing eight things at once and then doing one of those things one-handed. On channel 84. I am the Pirate King. It is a glorious thing to be a Pirate King. All right. Send that off to my mom. And I heard the cat yanging back in the other room. The one thing I hate about this particular email program is that after you send the email, it doesn't automatically send it to the sent mail folder. It just sort of sits closed and then asks. Then you have to tell it to you. It's stupid. So anyway, we can now leave the office and return to my favorite spot to sit. Oh, hi, kitties. Who's a baby? Oh, who's a fluffy butt? There's a fluffy butt kitty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Sit back down here. Get my feet under the blanket. And look. James Gardner has won. I know what you're thinking. What are you watching? Well, I'm watching Grand Prix. It's on TCM right now. And I do love to watch this movie. But I kind of missed it. I was sleeping. I missed the first hour of it. I often watch this. It's awesome. Because that was the era of my favorite cars. You know, this movie takes place in 1966. And those are some of my very favorite Formula One cars. They're also probably the most dangerous ones in the world. But hey, what are you going to do? Oh, and that's right. I got to remember. I'll probably forget, but on TCM tonight, Before the Age of Innocence, is Hugo. And I've never seen Hugo, and I keep meaning to watch it. I never get around to it. And then After the Age of Innocence, coming on at 11:45, Logan's Run, which I have been watching a lot recently. Well, you know, I've seen it about 4 times in the last 2 years, so I really don't need to watch it, but maybe I will. And then 2001, Space Odyssey, and then 2010. What's on tomorrow? Ooh, Time Machine with Rod Taylor. And then Forbidden Planet. Yeah! Forbidden Planet is on tomorrow at 11 a.m. It's right when I'm about to get up. Starring Leslie Nielsen and Anne Francis. Anne Francis stars in Forbidden Planet. At the late night double feature picture show. I love that song. I am, of course, referring to the song Science Fiction, which is the opening song for the film, well, and stage play of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, written by my personal hero, Richard O'Brien, who appears in some of my other favorite movies, such as Flash Gordon. I wonder if that's on tonight. Doesn't matter. Where's the tea? There it is. Let's get into some of this. Ow, ow, ow. Shoulder. Oh, it's hot. But it's good. Oh, let's see. I gotta do some stuff today, too. I got a couple things I need to do, including but not limited to called the physical therapy office. I got to remember to do that because I was supposed to do that yesterday and I forgot. Well, it's not that I forgot so much as I remembered at about 5:15. You know, 15 minutes after the office closes. So, you know, that doesn't help. So, ooh. Jeez, what do I want to watch tonight? Because The Age of Innocence starts at 9:15 and it goes until a little bit after 11. But Pirates of Penzance starts at 10:46. Do I really need to... I've seen both of these films so often that do I really need to worry about this? I don't know. The irony is, I'm going to forget. I'm going to forget that they're both on, and I'm going to be watching stupid stuff on YouTube. last night I got suckered into watching about 45 minutes of baby panda videos. Yeah, I'm an idiot. So, you know, why did it take me, you know, 45 minutes? You don't have to watch baby panda videos for very long before you see everything a baby panda does. Baby pandas, all they do is eat, sleep, roll around. Literally, roll around. That's like their favorite thing to do. And, you know, play fight with other baby pandas. So if you want to, you know, see baby pandas rolling around, you know, just check YouTube. There's a lot of that going around. So that'll be fun. Ugh. I did watch a lot of panda business last night. Watched some cat stuff. And then, of course, I watched some anime. And I saw... What was that called? Oh, I cannot remember the names of these things. Well, it's because I don't speak Japanese to begin with, and... that's why I can't remember these names. The titles of these shows. It was called... Let me think. why has my brain gone completely blank? Oh, actually, I watched two things. I watched one thing called Comic Girls, which was about these four girls who draw manga. And it was kind of okay. It had its cute moments. It was sort of a slice of life type of deal. So the romance didn't go as far as I would have liked it to. And the accomplishments of these girls really didn't go that far. But it was still pretty good. I felt like it was worth watching. And, you know, it suckered me. And I watched all episodes. And I watched something else, too. But I can't remember. Just can't remember what it was called. Oh, but I'll tell you something else I watched last night. I was thinking about various Commedia dell'arte things. If you're not familiar with the concept, this is... low theater from the Italian Renaissance that uses a bunch of stock characters. Perhaps you have heard of Harlequin or Scaramouche. These are Commedia dell'arte characters. And I was thinking about that, and so I pulled that up on YouTube and I was watching some of that, and I was thinking, you know, I don't want to watch this. I want to watch Punch and Judy. So I searched for Punch and Judy, and I watched this guy do his Punch and Judy show, and it was incredible. Now, you might be wondering, what's the relationship? Well, Punch and Judy is a direct descendant of Commedia dell'arte. And Punch and Judy, I'm interested in just because not only do we have our stock characters, we got our stock plot points and everything. And so I was watching this one guy, and it was pretty much traditional in the sense that he's doing all the right bits. Right, but instead of a priest, he had like a
the health and safety inspector. He modernized a couple of characters, but not the main ones. He did all the good shtick, and he threw in lots of funny modern jokes about, you know, like, oh, this is going to show up on Facebook. And, oh, yeah, when Judy brings out the baby, the baby's another very important stock character in Punch and Judy. You know, Punch, Mr. Punch, he always denies having a baby. It's like, we don't have a baby. Yes, we have a baby. Where'd we get the baby? And then, you know, usually the line is something like, well, he was found on a doorstep or blah, 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 or whatever. That's the traditional way to do it. But this guy said, oh, we got him on eBay. Yeah, I liked that. So he's taking this ancient tradition and updating it a little bit. And I couldn't believe this guy. This guy was killing it. This was in Brighton Beach on the boardwalk. And this guy was killing it. And when I say killing it, he had all these kids lined up, and these kids are yelling and screaming and pointing. It's like, you guys, you know those can't see you. No, this guy was so good. Now, he had these kids going. It was brilliant. I'm like, dude, you win. You are absolutely slaying these children. And so that was awesome. And I highly recommend it. If you don't have anything else to do, type Punch and Judy into YouTube. And just, you know, you're gonna see a bunch of videos that are going to say, so-and-so's Punch and Judy show. You know, Dave Smith's Punch and Judy show. Thomas Arlbright's Punch and Judy show. You know, whatever. Some guy's name and the Punch and Judy show. Just watch any one of them. They all range between about 15 minutes and a half an hour long, depending on, you know, how long these guys milk it and, you know, depending on what bits they do. And, yeah, the crocodile's going to steal the sausages. Spoiler alert, the crocodile steals the sausages. The big question is, will the crocodile eat the baby? Because there's tradition and then there's sort of modern sensibilities. And you will laugh because Mr. Punch likes to beat his wife with a stick. So there's a lot of domestic abuse, you know. Be aware that this is, you know, from another time. So, you know, I think I might do some of that today. I might watch a few more Punch and Judy shows. I'm not really interested in doing Punch and Judy myself, but I would, you know, I do like puppets, and I would put something together, given the opportunity, the venue, and the budget. But the truth of the matter is, if I'm going to do something like that, I'm going with Guignol. I'm also a big fan of Guignol, and I did pull up a few Guignol things last night, but I only watched like 5 minutes before I went to sleep. If you're not familiar, Guignol is another character. He's a stock character. He's a puppet, and he's French. Guignol is roughly the equivalent of Mr. Punch. He's that guy, okay? Except he's the French version of that guy. And so, you know, although a typical Guignol show is a little bit different than Punch and Judy, you're going to see some very similar concepts. Ooh, good tea, bro. Yeah. It's a little bit hot. It's hot, but it's delicious. Oh, it's so good. I do love drinking tea. But yeah, I'm very interested, as you know, in theater. And theater-related things, including puppet theater. And miniature theater, or what's sometimes known as toy theater. So I've been thinking about this a lot lately. Again, I'm constantly thinking about this. And I'm thinking, geez, do I want to put together a puppet show? My God, where are we going to get the money for this? Where are we going to get the money for this puppet show? Because let me tell you, I have grand ideas. And when I say grand ideas, I mean grand in the sense of grand opera. ideas. You know, if I'm going to do a puppet show, you know, I'm not going to put a tablecloth on a table and hide underneath the table. I'm going to build a freaking puppet theater. Okay, right? I'm going to do this right. If you're going to do it, you know, really kick its ass. So I've been thinking about this stuff. I love Commedia dell'arte. I love Punch and Judy. I love Guignol. I love toy theater. How can we put this together in a modern format? Well, yeah, I can think of a lot of ways, but these all include having lots of money. And I don't have a lot of dollars. I need to get like $1 million. Where can I get $1 million? Oh, I know. I could rob some drug dealers. No, that doesn't happen in real life. That's just in the movies. In the movies. I just remembered something else I got to do. I gotta upload some photos. Do I have time to do that today? Yeah, I've got time to squeeze that in some point. Oy. Man, now I'm wishing I could remember the name of the guy whose Punch and Judy show I watched last night. It was Professor somebody, Professor Griff. You know, something typically like Welsh. Griff Llewellyn. Griff Clonetley. Griff Cardiff, Wales. Griff Millennium Stadium. That's a Wales joke. Oh my god, I'm funny on like 4 different continents. But this guy was good. And you know, he was an older guy, and you could tell he was some kind of historian, probably a college professor who's keeping this tradition alive. One of those type of guys, right? A real academic, hardcore guy. And he was good. And he was great what do they call that thing? Now my brain has gone, the swazzle? If you've never seen Punch and Judy, Mr. Punch, he speaks in a bizarre voice. And this is traditional and, you know, goes back hundreds of years. And his voice is done by speaking through a device, an analog device that has a reed in it that gives a reedy, buzzy voice. And I think it's called a swazzle. And the same guy does the voices for all the characters. So he's, you know, not only is he controlling Punch and Judy, he's doing the voices for both. And the voice of Judy is his normal voice. So he has to switch back and forth from using the swazzle and his, you know, regular voice. Well, how's he doing this if he's got both of his hands in puppets? It's a trade secret. And that's something you need to learn to appreciate when you see a Punch and Judy show. Listen to the dialogue and remember that that guy is getting a thing in and out of his mouth so he can make the Mr. Punch voice. It takes some kind of skill. Also, be aware that the crocodile is going to eat the sausages, or at least steal them. Is the crocodile going to eat the baby? You know, how traditional do you want to get? Why don't you find out? Because I'm out of here. I'm done. You've been listening to The Dubious Punch and Judy Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Remember, the time change is coming up in a couple of days. And my name is Tobe. I gotta get out of here. I gotta do something. I don't remember. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the